We now go to the last chapter in Hilchos Tshuva, Perek Asiri. In most standard Rambam, this will be a Daf Samach on the base. Halacha Aleph. Yom Adam Arini Elsa Mitzvah Satara Rosik Bechachmasa Kadesha Kabul Kol Abrachas Aksuvas Ba O Kadesha Ez Kelechai Olam Abba. The person shouldn't say, I'm going to do all the mitzvahs of the Torah and occupy myself with the wisdom of the Torah in order to receive all of the blessings written in the Torah or in order to merit the world to come. The Avish Menor Beresh is here at Torah Mahen Kadesha Natsam and Aklolas Aksuvas Batara. Or I will separate myself from all of the sins that the Torah warns against in order to be saved from all of the punishments written in the Torah, or in order not to be cut off from the world to come. This is not the proper way to serve Hashem. One that serves God in this manner is serving out of fear. That's not the quality of the prophets nor of the sages. The only people who serve Hashem in this way are the ignorant men and the women and the children who are trained this way to serve from fear until their knowledge increases and eventually they will serve out of love, which is the proper way. Halacha Beis, Ha'obin Me'ava, Osik B'Tar B'Mitzvah, V'Holach B'Nesiv Z'Chachma, Alom B'Tnei Dava Ba'Olam. One who is serving out of love occupies himself with Torah and mitzvahs and goes along the paths of wisdom, not because of anything in the world, V'Lom B'Tnei Yiras Hara, not because of fear of evil, V'Lom K'Dei Yosh HaTova, not to inherit, Leirish HaTova, to inherit the good, Ela Osa Emes B'Bnei Shu Emes. He does the truth because it is the truth. The good rewards will come ultimately as a result. But that's not why he does it. He does it because it's true. This is a great quality, a very great one that not every sage merits. This is the quality of Abraham, whom the Holy One, blessed be He, called the one who loved him. He served only from love. This is the quality that Hashem commands us through Moshe. You should love the Lord your God. If a person loves Hashem with a proper love, immediately he will do all of the mitzvahs out of love. What is the proper love? He loves Hashem with a great, very strong love. His soul is bound to the love of God. He's always engrossed in this love. As if he's lovesick. Like, for example, a person who can't get his mind off a particular woman, he's constantly engrossed in it. When he sits, when he stands, ben b'shosha ochel b'shosha, when he eats, when he drinks. Yes, and he's at Tiavas Hashem, b'lev ohavo. More than this should be the love of Hashem in the heart of those who love him. Shogun b'tomet, they're constantly engrossed in this love. Moshe Tzivanu, as it is commanded, b'chol avavcho b'chol nafshecho, with your whole heart and your whole soul. Moshe Shlomo amr derech moshel g'cholos avoni. Shlomo said this in a parable, I am sick with love. The great passionate love that's described in the Song of Songs is all a parable to explain that that same kind of passion, and more so, should be in the love that we have to God. Dalit. Amu Chachama Rishonim, the early sages said, Shema Tomar Reini Lama Torah B'Shvil She'ya Ashir. Perhaps you say, I will learn Torah to be rich. B'Shvil She'ekra Rabbi, so people call me Rabbi. So that I receive reward in the world to come. The Torah says, to love Hashem. All that you do, you should do only from love. The sages also said, it says in the Pasuk, he desires his mitzvahs very much. Not the reward of his mitzvahs, the actual mitzvahs themselves. So did the greatest of the sages command to their wisest of followers, and students, maskileim, those who understood well, the Yud specifically. And they said, Al tiyu kavanam misham shemus harav v'chulu. Don't be like slaves serving the rabbi for a reward. Elof v'eshu harav roi l'shamsho. Serve him only because he is your master. Klomer, in other words, ivdu mi'avo. Serve him not for the reward, but serve him from love. Whoever studies Torah in order to receive a reward, or so that punishment not reach him, he's studying Torah not for its own sake. Whoever occupies himself with it, not out of fear, not in order to receive a reward, but because of the love of the master of the universe who commanded it, then he's studying for its own sake. The sages said, a person should always study and occupy himself with Torah, even not for its own sake. Because from first studying it not for its own sake, you eventually study it for its sake. Therefore, when you first teach children, women, and ignorant men, and malandim olsam elalava miyira. First, you teach them to serve out of fear, and ukadei lekapuschayim should get a reward. Shatar b'daitan, until their knowledge is increased, ischachmu chokmi yisera, and their wisdom is increased. Then the galumem rozem miyat miyat, you reveal the secret little by little to them. Umagilanos alinyan zebanachas, and you get them used to this idea gently. That is, that the real purpose of the Torah is just out of love of Hashem. Until they understand it and know it and serve Hashem out of love. It's known and clear that the love of Hashem is not bound to the heart of a person unless he is engrossed in it constantly, karoi, properly. And he forsakes everything else in the world except for this love. The Ravid says, Zash yigoyin yidano leizeh davikivin. I don't know what he means by this word sheyishke, which Rambam has used several times before also. We explain it two ways. Either lashon shir, k'mo shegoyin l'David, a song. You're always singing about the love of Hashem. In other words, you feel that joy of love like a song. In another interpretation of v'avasa tishke b'inyanecha. Because of your love, you make a mistake in your other things. So he uses it from the word error. Shotosim aleim leiv, you ignore all other things. Since you're so engrossed in the love. I've been translating it simply as engrossed, but the Ravid suggests two really other translations, either sing or error, that you make errors in other things because of your involvement in the love. Rambam continues, Mashitziva, as it is commanded, V'amar, and it says, V'chol avokcho, v'chol lavshcho, with your whole heart, with your whole soul. In avokosh v'chol avadash yireehu. You only love Hashem through the knowledge that you know Him. V'piyadeyati ava, according to how much you know will be your knowledge. V'ma'at ma'at, if a little bit, a little bit. V'mahar be'arv, if a lot, a lot. V'pikach tzorch, adam li'achad atzmo lo'avim la'asko b'chokho satfuna samadiyim lo'as kono. Therefore, a person should occupy himself to understand those wisdoms that tell him about his Creator, according to the strength that a person has, to understand. As we explained in the laws of the fundamental principles of the Torah. This is the end of the first of the 14 books of the Rambam, the end of the Sefer Hamada, the Book of Knowledge.